I just want to talk for a few minutes about. We have in this week's parasha, at the end of the parasha of the Akedah. Asor in Israelis, Nisasa, Avom Avinu. Avom Avinu was Nisasa with 10 Israelis, one after the other. The final Nisoyan was the Akedah. On the way to the Akedah, it's brought down in the Medrash that the Sotan, on the way to the Akedah, the Sotan brought that, caused additional Nisoyanis. The Medrash brings down that the Sotan came to Avraham Avinu and said to him, "What do you mean? You waited 100 years to have a son? How are you going to listen to that girl?" It says in Yaakov Shmoini, famous Medrash, that the Sultan made, he started to sink in water. Other Medrash says that there was a Kirshel Basel. Kitzur, it wasn't easy getting to hire Maria to do that Keder. It wasn't easy at all. Nisyanis. Medrash brings down that Avraham Avinu stood up to all the Nisyanis. There's a very interesting akuda which I want to speak about Nisyanis. Since the Chazal bring down that what made Avraham Avinu into what he was Asor Nisyanis, Nisas Avraham Avinu, Ati Adati, now that you passed the Nisoyan, stay in all the Sfarim, and what do you mean now that I know you're Yerushalayim? Either Avraham Avinu had the level of Yerushalayim before, or he didn't have the level of Yerushalayim. What do you mean, Ati Adati? If it was Yerushalayim, of course, Baruch Hu knew. Of course, Baruch Hu doesn't need, he's a terrorist's poshet, everyone speaks out. That in potential, Avraham Avinu had the Yerushalayim, and it was the Nisayin that brought it out. A day that he went ahead and he passed the Nisayin, he was able to be Oymir in the Nisayin. You all know, I say always, always, the word Nisayin comes from the word Nes. And the word Nes means to be raised up. It saw Nes Lakabit Gulusain, it means to raise a banner. I think it says in the English, right? You know what it says? It's a banner? That's it. It says a banner. A nest means to be something that's raised up. A Nisayin raises up a person. A nest is something which is above Teva. A Nisayin raises up a person. The pshat is that Avraham Avinu had the potential for the Yerushalayim, but he never used it. And the Yerushalayim that he never used doesn't have any value until you actually go ahead and you omit the Nisayin. So what made Avraham Avinu with Avraham Avinu wasn't the potential for the Yerushalayim that he had. It was the etzem using the Yerushalayim to live with, to be aimed on the Nisayim. That was the purpose of the Nisayim. I want to use the opportunity that this week to speak about one or two vachen about Nisayinus that we all have in a general way. There's three nekudas that I want to discuss. You know, it says that Avraham Avinu on the way to the Akedah, so the Sultan, in order to stop him, brought a river. It says, "Bo Maima Nofesh," he was ready up to his neck in the water. The Sultan made a Kirsh Chaymish al Basel Ada Shemayim. By us, in order to get us to distract us on the way to where we have to go, the Sultan doesn't have to mutter himself so much with walls of Basel to Shemayim, with deep rivers. So now if you have a headache, you're not in the mood, you don't feel well, you have a stomachache, other things which bother us. But also Sultan has an easy job. Avraham Avinu was his last big client, where he had to pull out his whole bag of tricks to go ahead and create all types of 3D things of Kirsha Basel. But also, it's simple. There's something very interesting about Nisayinus where I think that we completely missed the boat on the way to our Akedahs, on the way to our Nisayinus. Avraham Avinu understood, Chatzko speaks this out, Baruchas Godel, a number of places. Avraham Avinu understood, he's on the way to the Akedah. Right? Because Moshe said to the Akedah, a big Nisayin. It's a big Nisayin. Well, I want to bring out something very, very tifazach. And it's a little bit Musadik, it's a little bit psychological. Chasm speaks out many places. Avraham Avinu is on the way to the Akedah. Kosh Baruch Hu says, tells the four big Yisrael, Avraham Avinu chapkos v'stutzachto. Everything's at stake here. He's on the way to the Akedah, and he comes also on the river, gets very high, and he gets up to his neck in water. So Avraham Avinu, L'chaim, should have said to himself, I didn't listen to the weather forecast before and today. Global warming. It must be that the icebergs in Antarctica are melting, and they're flooding the, where they live over there. Right? He's on the way to Jerusalem, so it must be one of those valleys over there before the old city. They got flooded because the snow in Shechem was melting. And he said, if I would have known, I would have gone the other way. What do I mean to bring out? That's how we react to Nisayonis. When we run into a Nisayon, we don't identify that it's a Nisayon. We say, learning a sugya for 2 days, it's going gevaldik. And the third day of the sugya, you wake up with a headache. So you call up your mother in New York, wherever you come from. If you don't come from New York, it's not important. Yeah? And you call up, and you say, you know, the flu season started in Yerushalayim. Right? A headache. The chaver in the room has sniffles. The third guy went to Dr. Adler and he has pneumonia. Yeah? The flu season started. We don't identify, there's a very tifazach, we don't identify nisyanis being what they are. That's the nisyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that we see around us, we identify as mikra. Yeah, this is because of that, that's because of that. I have a headache because I was up last night, and there's a flu season, and stam, I didn't have supper last night, and stam in a bad mood. It means when we have distractions from Avodas Hashem, and we have them non-stop, from the second we get up to the time we go to sleep, and our whole life is one big battle of distractions. We don't identify them as a Nisayon, the Sultan put up an iron wall in front of me, and he's trying to stop me doing Avodas Hashem. We identify it with Mikra, with a million things going on in the world. We have a million explanations of what's going on. We don't look at it and isolate it as a Hefta of the Nisayon. Avraham Avinu, when he was going to the Akedah, he could have had a million explanations why he was all of a sudden found himself sinking in the river. Now, if he would have had a million explanations why he found himself sinking in the river, so he would have turned back. They said, if the weather's bad, right? So you go tomorrow. Avraham Avinu was able to chap on the hakara that the river over here is overflowing not because of global warming and not because he didn't hear the weather forecast and not because he took the wrong route. There's the sun here. It's the sun? Then I'm going right through. If the sun's ready, if it's global warming, and if because there's a flood, flash flooding over here in Yerushalayim, say flash flooding, what can you do? There's a warning, flash flood warning, and you go the other way. You take your Jeep, or you take your four-wheel drive, and you go around the other way to that kingdom. Aber the Pshad is Avraham Avinu understood that it's not. It's not a some mikra de kazach. He understood, I'm on my way to do Avodas Hashem. And there's a mikshol over here. There's some sort of ma'akim over here. The sun's not letting me go. If it's the sun, so then everybody knows what to do already. With the sun, we know what's tutsach. There's no only go. We're going to turn around. He'll be there the other way. For some reason, we don't run like that. For some reason, when all the mechshalim and all the ma'akim tavodas Hashem that we run into, we don't identify that this is a nisayon from the Sultan who's not letting go of Hashem. We have a million, we attribute it to mikra, to teva, that this is going on and that's going on. We take it for davar poshet that when we see some sort of ma'akiv or some sort of mechitz of Hashem, we take it for davar poshet, that's the way it's supposed to be. This happened and that happened, this happened. And we don't realize, no, nothing happened. The Sultan's not letting you learn. You have a headache. Your chavrusa didn't come this morning. See, why did your chavrusa didn't come? Because his father's here, his grandmother's here, it's his great aunt Tilly's your tight, and the word is, and he can't come, it's finished. But there's a million, you know why the chavrusa didn't come today? Because the boy's testing you. Do you want to learn or not? Nobody even crosses their mind like that, that the Sultan created a whole mahalach, that your chavrusa shouldn't come that morning because he's testing you, so you learn. That doesn't cross anybody's mind, b'chal. You have a million explanations why your chavrusa doesn't come. Now, if there's a million legitimate explanations why your chavrusa doesn't come that morning, so then you don't have to learn. What kind of thought? You didn't come. There's a legitimate reason why you didn't come. I'm not a chavrusa, gandik. But if a person would look, have the hakara that the Satan created a situation that Yechavuzah shouldn't come, that you shouldn't learn this morning, then it'd be a different thing. So that means you're giving yourself into the by the way, I'm saying it's possible to see. I'm saying it's the Ikar of Yiddishkeit. That's Kipshutai. Is Avraham Avinu? Was Avraham Avinu because he had the hakara that when he was sinking in the water and he came across this wall, he didn't say to himself, wait, I didn't check the map before and I didn't know that there was a wall over here, I go the other way. He said, I know what's Tzachdor, there's the Satan. Why taka don't we? Why do we live so blindly? Why talk everything that goes on? We understand it, we accept it, we say that's the way it is, nothing I can do. Moskeh Mechtop. What's the pshat? Why taka don't we fight teretzes? Like we said, we don't even notice that it's a nisoyin. Why taka not? Is the teretzes something very, 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 very deep? Because Mesillas Yeshayahu says in the end of Perek Aleph that a person came into this world to be oymed in nisoyin. Lavoid, and to be the third thing he says is to be oymed in nisoyin. The lavoid in nisoyin. That's what a person came into the world for. We live very, very far from that hakara. We run away from nisoyinus. We run away from nisoyinus. When we see a nisoyin, when we see a difficulty on the horizon, we run away from it. We go the easy way. And we don't understand that it's punk fakert from what the whole tachlis that we came into the world for. We came into the world to be oymed in nisoyin. That's what makes us. Asher b'chavta be'avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Avram Avinu because he was oymed in esor and nisoyinus. And we spend our whole lives running away from it. The saying is, we look at something for tzaddikim, for gdolim. They write about it in books. And the word is, the guy is a terrible nisoyin. He was a yosem when he was four, and he had this when he was seven, and then he still learned. And that's absurd. It's not something that we relate to us. Oh, but that's the tachlos of every bear who came into the world. Lamui ben nisoyin. The Mesillas Yeshayahu says that's what you came into the world for. You came into the world to be oymed in nisoyin. And we live a life with a hakora just the opposite. We run away from nisayin. We look at nisayin as something bad. We look at something as depressing. We look at something negative. And we don't understand. We don't have the hakora that it's the amida ben nisayin. It's the standing up to the nisayin. It's the breaking through the nisayin which makes a person. It brings kirva takaras brochu. It makes a person into a dover ruchni. That's the etzim mator that a person came into the world to be oymed for nisayin. We spend our whole life running away from nisayin. Is we about to spend our whole lives consciously and subconsciously running away from the Sainis, not wanting to get into that conflict, not wanting to be tested, not wanting to be oymed in nisayin. In the middle, we don't live with a hakara that everything is in nisayin, because we don't want to live with nisayinis. It's fakert. We're looking to explain in a way that it's not in nisayin, because we don't want to go into that battle. We don't want to live that type of life where everything is in nisayin, where everything is a battle, because we don't understand the gain and the revach and the profit and the kivut HaKadosh Baruch Hu that comes as a result of being oymed in nisayin. We're not living in that mindset, Bafal. So we're probably not living in that mindset. So we don't live with that Korah, that every step along the way, every difficult Gemara, every Shvera Taisvah, every headache, and bigger distractions, and more difficulties, everything is a Hamtzah, everything is a Nisayin to say, come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, break through, make yourself more, raise yourself up higher. We don't live with how in that mindset. So every one of these things that comes along, we say, that's the way it is. What can I do? Wait, I have a headache. I have a shvekai. This is difficulty. Somebody's not well in the family. Panos is shver. We say, that's da'akur shalayim. That's taken for granted. I have nothing I can do because these are difficulties, and when difficulties come along, we have to give in to them. But if we would live with a hakara that the whole mechus of the bria that a person came into the world was to be oymed in nisayin, so then we would look for the nisayinus. We would look for the challenges. We would look where it's difficult. We would look where we can break through. So every pitchifka that would come along, we wouldn't say, oi, the flu season started. I would say, oi, it's a shver talk today. The son doesn't want to let me learn. He doesn't want to let me shtag. He doesn't want to let me grow. I'm going to break through. And that brings me to the third thing that I want to speak about. We have a yecheles to break through. Halei b'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov anachnu. Our ovis were bulldozers who plowed the way. I like to speak every year, I didn't speak last year, about the topic of Chayav Odom Loimer, Moshe Yagia Maisei L'Maisei Avoisai. It says in Talmud Be'Elio, a person's Chayav to say, when will his Maisim come to the Maisei? A person's Chayav to say, I want to be like Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. We spoke other years about other Mahalchim. So Pella, how could a person say, I want to be like the ovis? In which Nekuda? But the nekuda of the office was that they broke through. That they weren't afraid of the confrontation with the Satan. They looked for the confrontation with the Yetzirah. They understood that their whole shlemus and their whole godless comes from that. But they also had the confidence to say that they can stand up and they can break through. And they broke through for us. They were the bulldozers who broke through and gave us the keichas to stand up to the Yetzirah. But again, that only comes with the hakara that nisayinus is something which is an opportunity. That everything is a nisayin. Then you have the keichas to break through. But against local weather conditions and against a flu outbreak, you can't break through. Because that's the mitzvahs. There's nothing you can do. How could it be that people went through camps and they didn't eat for 3 days, they didn't eat for 4 days, they didn't eat for a week, they didn't eat for a year? They went weiter. People learned, people davened, people stopped. And by us, if we miss a meal or it wasn't good, we're already You're already ois mentor ready, can't concentrate, we have headaches, and it's shver, and we go hunting for something. What's the pshat in that? Because we take it as a mitzvah. We don't look at it as something which is worth fighting for, which is worth standing up. We don't live with that mindset. But if we would live with that mindset that there's a battle going on and we have the chayilus to fight it, we have the chayilus to fight it. There's a shocking zach. It says by the eagle that the satan was ma'arba of the bria. The whole world turned upside down. And it says that Moshe Rabbeinu's oren was floating in the air. Shtelzach for what a matzah was in the world. They miscounted. So according to their chesbin, Moshe Rabbeinu was late. In addition to that, there was whole tayu v'vayu in the world. It was gray and it was thunder and it was dark. And then all of a sudden, the sun puts on a show. Moshe Rabbeinu's oren is floating in the air. Shtelzach for what a picture it does. If the sun put up Moshe Rabbeinu's oren, it was alive. They saw the whole levaya alive in front of them. Is what do you want Klal Yisrael to do? What's the time on them, Bechal? Imagine if you, Moshe Rabbeinu was late. It's another part. Take the picture. Moshe Rabbeinu is late. If it's the whole world's tayu v'vayu, and you see Moshe Rabbeinu lying in an oren in front of you, dead. What do they want from you? Shtein them that a person has the kaychus to walk through the iron walls. There's nothing that can stop a person, but a person has to have that car that is the sun. Is they were expected, there was a tefillah on Klal Yisrael, that their hakara of what's emes, that's an iron wall, right? The picture of the eagle, of before the eagle, that's a chayma shabazel. That's the iron wall that Avraham Avinu walked through. And there was a tefillah Klal Yisrael that they were expected to walk through. There was a mental iron wall. It wasn't the metziyistic iron wall. It was intellectual zach. It was a seichel zach that they'll do. You're looking at Moshe Rabbeinu dead. But there was a tefillah on them. Walk through. That means your hakar in what's emes is strong enough to go through any obstacle. That's what we learn out of this parasha. And that nekud that we have from our others, we have the kerech to do it. And you know, it's something that we can experiment every day. It's in every Shemona Esrei. It's difficult. It's difficult to learn. It's difficult to daven. It's difficult to be nice to somebody. It's difficult to do chesed. It's difficult. So we say, it's difficult because it's difficult. It's difficult because the satan doesn't let. And if we would fight it, you would see all of a sudden, what does it say with the Avraham Avinu? The wall disappeared. The obstacle disappeared. The next one comes up again. Let's not fool ourselves. There's another one right behind it. But a person can steig further. A person can grow more. A person can get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are opportunities. We have the Akedah every 15 minutes. We have the Akedah every 15 minutes, every half an hour. Our whole life is one long travail of nisayness. It's there anyway. The mutra'i is anyway there. We might as well use that opportunity. That's the whole thing. A person can overcome obstacles, be it small, be it big ones, and grow and steig. And this is, in this bechina, we have a bechina of Yagia Maisa Maisa Avaisa.